Hello, this is David Geckel from Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm a Leeds United fan. And we're back, bitches, and we're never fucking leaving.
Really?
And you're listening to the DU Football Show.
I put that one on because not so fast.
Really?
No guarantee. Depending on what Ipswich does on Wednesday, you might have to earn that promotion, my good man.
And momentum's everything.
It's not looking good. Let's start the show.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, yay, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Look straight in shorts. Sam Grammy. Fucking United! Fucking United!
Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me, very concerned about what's happening with his dinosaur costume this weekend, Mr. Samuel Graham. How you doing, good sir?
It's not a brothel. It's a kid's birthday party costume.
There's a lot of air and room in there, and it's just nothing but a party, my friend. Ain't nothing but a party. You ain't got to put your arms in the short arms. You can put your arms someplace else.
Well, you know
else.
What? I hope the fan falls out like it did on me. It collapses and he suffocates.
I mean, hold on. New kink unlocked. We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there is many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
It is at partytricks.com. at DU Football Show on all the social media. And dufootballshow@gmail.com to get in touch via email.
It would have been better if you had said it's at autoeroticasphyxiation.com.
Stop. No, there's too many people that have died from that.
they went out happy.
Maybe.
We're drinking the exact same shit as we drank on the last show. Championship corner!
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I kind of like the guitar riff before it.
There is a reason why you watch this show live. It's for moments just like that.
She goes writing it down to make it disappear.
Yeah, of course she is. The Foxes win, and with Leeds losing, Leicester are back in the Prem.
With a two-point deduction.
And today, Monday evening, Leicester won and won the league. Would it surprise you to hear that was on the back of a brace from Jamie fucking Vardy?
No, that's not the part that surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does surprise me.
What's that?
Is apparently Jamie Vardy was not involved in the celebrations because he and his wife were FaceTiming somebody. Can't remember who it was, but their profession is a lawyer. Apparently.
I was going to say, if they were FaceTiming, I would assume just
or at least they've needed a lot of lawyers.
Just because I know Jamie, if we like to live in the world that we think Jamie fucking Vardy lives in, I would say they were talking to a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're already getting into DU After Dark, and it's only the second fucking show. Ipswich drew, and they still have the front line on the second promotion spot because they're a point behind Leeds, but they play Coventry City on Wednesday when the show comes out. What Leeds needs to have happen is they got to lose. Like, Ipswich has got to lose this game. So then on Saturday, all Leeds has to do is win to get automatic promotion.
Correct. But yeah.
That spot is still up for grabs. Now, here's the interesting thing. West Brom's lost a couple of weeks in a row. They are now sitting in the last playoff spot. And Hull is just a point behind them. So there is a good chance the consistent team, right, of all the teams, mm-hmm. the one thing that has been consistent, West Brom been in fifth place pretty much from the first game of the season because alphabetical order put them in fucking fifth place. till now, they've been fifth fucking place the entire time.
Yeah.
And there's a chance they might not make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, but Jamie Vardy scored against them the other day and told their supporters in their stadium that they were staying down.
You were staying down.
So I just think that's an omen, and they're fucked anyway.
Now, I will say the one thing that Hull has going against them, they play at Plymouth, and Plymouth, they need it to stay, to survive.
That doesn't help. And you'd be surprised how much of a desire it is to not die versus winning, if that makes sense.
And Plymouth have been stellar at home.
Mm-hmm.
They have been very, very good at home this
season. That's an even further trip than Pompey.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do. It's way down there.
It is way down there and to the west. It's like, oh, there's Wales? Now go a little further south and a little further west, and you'll get to Plymouth eventually. Like, it's like the really far, 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 far down part. Like, where in Game of Thrones, how there's that little island where all the misers.
Like,
go to
Pompey and make a right.
It's way down there.
And make sure you load up on supplies in Pompey. It's going to take you a while to get there.
There isn't a gas station between you and Pompey. You might as well fill up here. That's all there is to it. So here's what it's looking like for the bottom of the table and for the end of the season. I'm not going to have you pull up the table, Sam. I'll just go ahead and do it from here.
I had instructions here.
Because I have it all written down already. So Blackburn is at 50 points and a negative 16. They're away to Leicester. Leicester celebrating their title. So maybe they play them hard. Maybe they don't. They don't care. They're lifting a trophy that day in front of their people. They really don't care.
Yeah.
Now, the last time they lifted a trophy, they played Everton and they beat them 3-1 when they won the Premier League.
Last time they lifted a trophy was an FA Cup a few years later.
Well, I'm talking about winning, knowing a they league. Have just won yes. a trophy. Yeah, they yeah. won a league. Sheffield Wednesday, who now is relatively safe, is on 50 points, and they're away to Sunderland, who has nothing to play for. The big knock for them, though, minus 26 goals against, which can come back to haunt them. Plymouth are at 48 points on a minus 12 goal differential, and they host Hull. So for them,
There's the thing. If Wednesday draw and Plymouth win, that goal differential is like an extra point. Mm-hmm. They finish above them.
Well, and that leads us to the final two teams that are currently in the drop. Birmingham City is at 47 points and minus 16, and they host Norwich, who are in. If they beat them, they could jump, right? Plymouth gets a point, and they get a win, and Wednesday loses. Wednesday falls into the drop zone, and Birmingham City beats them on goal differential.
Right.
And then Huddersfield Town is just going to need a lot of help. They're not out of it. They need Plymouth and Birmingham City to lose in order to be safe. They're on 45 points and a minus 27, and they're away to Ipswich. Does Ipswich need it, or did Ipswich already get it on the midweek?
But it also doesn't really matter in that vein, because if Plymouth loses on 48 points and Huddersfield win, they'd be tied on points, and they have to win 16-0.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So Huddersfield all but done, but they're still...
Well, a 16-goal swing. They're not mathematically out of it. It's just very, 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 very unlikely.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a very short show because there's not a ton to fucking talk about, because that's it for the championship. It ends on this. League One, we have the playoffs are set, but first I just want to kind of touch on a couple of sides that we've been keeping eyes on all season, teams we kind of like. The O's finished in 11th. Wigan finished in 12th. With the point deduction, and also Reading with multiple point deductions finished in 17th place.
Nice.
Now for the playoffs, Bolton are to face Barnsley, and the Posh Peterborough are to face Oxford. Who do you like, and who do you think?
I would prefer. This is tough because Bolton's been away for so long. Kind of want them back.
Yeah,
but Barnsley haven't been here in ages.
Right. Well, they just came down to League
One.
No,
I'm saying like...
Yeah.
I'm talking about eventual path back to the Prem,
yeah.
Kind of want Bolton to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of want Bolton to do that one, I think.
We don't care about the Posh.
They're one from right when I started.
Yeah, we don't care about the Posh.
No,
Oxford
are traditionally in the championship.
But also, Oxford is a team that is traditionally in the playoffs in League One, so to see them get an advancement would be nice. But for me, It's Bolton all day for me. That's who I really want to see get the
yeah. Ultimately, I think Bolton spot. I want to win it, but yeah, yeah.
And they were right. That. And they were right there in the hunt.
But
with,
I want a
Bolton
Oxford final.
Yeah.
I like a Bolton Oxford final
at Wembley.
Then I wouldn't be disappointed either.
Checking in on League Two, Aki finished the year with a 4-1 win over Tranmere. Sutton,
fucking Tranmere.
Yeah, Sutton gave it all they had and got a 4-4 draw against MK Dons, but it wasn't enough as Colchester also drew. So you have Sutton and Forest Green Rovers going down. Wrexham and Mansfield Town, teams we've been following, have finished in second and third place respectfully, and both gained promotion. So now to the playoffs. MK Dons face Crawley Town, which neither one we really care about. I mean, I guess Crawley because we don't like old Wimbledon. And then, honestly, the one we're all, I know I'm rooting for, Doncaster. They did get a draw in the midweek, but I'm sorry, a draw for the final game of the season, but unbeaten in 11. Haven't lost since the first week of March.
Yeah, but they've also gotten something ridiculous like 13 wins out of 18 games.
It's insane.
If you go back even further.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And they will be facing Crewe Alexandra, but for me, it's Doncaster.
But
I want Doncaster
to
win.
Same. At the start of that run, they were in the relegation zone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now in contention for the playoff.
Yep.
It's a fucking fantastic Cinderella story here. I really like it. I mean, she was done and dusted. I mean, week after week, the team could have been Anastasia. The team could have been the other sister, who I can't remember her name. Could have been the stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
No. They said, fuck that. We're making our own luck. Fairy godmother coming through. Yeah. Bang. We're in the playoff.
Render Seller, who slopped her dripper. That's something my dad used to say.
What?
Cinderella. Render Seller. Slopped her dripper. Dropped her slipper. Something my dad used to say all the time.
Slopped her dripper sounds something very...
Well, it is
DU
after dark.
Are you joining the Taylor Christian Club?
It's very injury.
I'm sorry, just the Taylor Club Christian has not had a stroke.
Yeah, I probably... Yeah, I mean...
No, I'm just doing old dad jokes my dad used to do.
I mean, just... you know, anime is a thing since I've been a person. it become a thing. I'd probably slop her dripper.
I mean, I did catch you watching cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's the game I play has cartoons in it, and it's a Japanese game.
Oh, is it? Is it now?
It's a gem game that has zombies, like where like you do gem drop, but you beat zombies while you're doing it. And of course, because it's a Japanese game, yeah.
For the rest of that story, you got to check out Injury Time.
I love it. Actually, great. We'll segue right into that. Next up is Injury Time, everybody, where we're going to go ahead and preview the weekend's action and. We're going to talk about the beers that we're drinking and check in on our boys, the Ibs, who actually had a game this weekend.
Yes, they did.
In the silly season that isn't a season, but is a season for some reason because they like to have a second half of the season.
Yeah. All those things.
Should somebody want to find Injury Time, Mr. Graham, how they go about doing it?
Very easy. If Sam Zombies have titties or not, and you want to know the answer to that question, it's patreon.com/DU Football Show. But do they shake them for him while they're trying to eat his brain?
The answer going to surprise you.
Till next week, everybody.
Spoiler alert. They...
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye. And drink your rye, Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Break AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Look straight in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Brooklyn United! Hit the fucking mute button!